This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
This was probably my most challenging recording to date, even more challenging than the Chopin Etudes.
That's Jan Leschetsky, a 22-year-old Canadian pianist who recently released his fifth recording. It celebrates some rarely heard works for orchestra and piano by Chopin.
Because the works were unknown, which gives, of course, incredible liberty because there's very little tradition to go on, but at the same time an incredible obligation to fulfill because you would like to present these works in the best possible view. There's nothing else to base an audience viewpoint on.
I was looking back to our first conversation when you had put out your Mozart recording of his concertos number 20 and 21, and then you put out the Chopin Etudes recording. And now on this recording, you have Chopin offering his perspective on Mozart by sharing his variations on an aria from Mozart's Don Giovanni. Was that kind of fun?
It is very fun, and I think there's an innate link between Chopin and Mozart. Both composers, in my view, require a very piercing, beautiful, round sound on the piano. And in many ways, Chopin is Mozart with romantic flair and with more freedom of expression.
Well, let's talk about the Krakowiak Concert Rondo, which is basically another work for piano and orchestra, written when he was just 18 years old. Tell me about this piece of music and how it's following these dance forms that the composer himself grew up with.
In particular, of course, in the Krakowiak, you have this very traditional and almost folk Polish dance. It has this energy that's, well, it's hard to describe in words, but before we get into that, the introduction with the horns playing an F and a C, it's just so stunning. It's from an outside world. And Chopin weaves the woodwinds into the piano's writing, and the piano is very big, has large scales, lots of passion, lots of energy. And similar, actually, to the concertos, is that one instrument, sometimes one of the woodwinds, has a theme in the midst of all this, and you have one singular instrument playing a very stunning and long and heartfelt theme, and to balance that out is one of the greater challenges of this work.
The recording opens with a work we haven't talked about yet, and in my mind, it's probably the most familiar of the works on this recording, the Andante Spianato and the Grand Polonaise. What are you offering that's a little bit different in this performance?
This Polonaise has elegance, has charm. You can think of being in a ballroom. It's a story that's told from start to finish, and that actually starts with the Andante. The moment before the dance, perhaps at dinner, where there's a conversation, an intimate thought between two people. Then we start with the announcement of the dance, with this first orchestral tutti that announces to everybody, yes, the dance is going to start. And it almost seems before the piano comes in that there's a few latecomers almost coming in very lightly on tiptoe before the actual dance begins.
And what do you hope the audience will gain from this recording?
I hope they'll gain a different appreciation, a different perspective of Chopin's music. I think they will also hear his other works in a different way, and hopefully they'll be interested as well in these four after hearing my interpretation, because I think these works deserve to have their time in the spotlight.
Pianist Jan Leschetsky putting Chopin's rarely heard works for piano and orchestra center stage on his brand new recording. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.